Welcome back, everybody. This week we talk about Akira Toriyama and the effect that Dragon Ball had on an entire generation. We also talk about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Who you guys going to pick in the fight? There's only one right answer, and I'm judging you. And also on this week's Am I the Asshole? A son chooses his father over his mother. And yeah, hope you enjoy.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Hey, Freak Show, you're going nowhere.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Welcome back, kids and coaches, to another episode of West of Nowhere. I am Levi.
And I am Reverend Shane.
Look at him go. He's got his second wedding, or what did he call it?
It's the hardest thing. What I've been saying is I'm an officiant.
Officiated your second wedding.
Yeah.
But for a second, I wanted to say he's got a second ordination. Wait, that's not the right word.
Well, because yeah. I've talked to other people and I've been like, oh, I just married these people. And they're like, you what? I didn't marry them. I was there.
I'm in a throuple. We're all married. You're married to me now, too. Sorry. Everybody I come into contact with is now married.
Congratulations. So, yeah, I started saying officiated because that makes the most sense to me. I'm not really sure what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so nervous. And yeah. Andres and his wife are avid listeners of our show. So,
yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
I wish you guys many, many years of happy, happy marriage.
At least four. Yeah.
At least four, you know. with that being said, you better name your firstborn son after me. All right? Yeah. It's written. It was. I don't know if you guys realized whenever we were signing all that stuff that there was a little clause in there that says, we will name our firstborn son Shane. So, congratulations.
Yeah. Always look at the fine print. That's how they got the Little Mermaid. So, actually, no, that was all pretty front and center. That was all very obvious, the contract she signed.
Oh, okay, when she lost her voice. Yeah. But she got legs.
Yeah. It's like, nope, that you knew the deal. You signed your name, first of all. Also, for a second, you signed your name. You wrote your name, and you're telling me you couldn't figure out how to write things to this fucking prince this whole time? Plot hole. Anyway, continue.
No, you're good. It was a great ceremony. I was extremely nervous. Yeah. They loved what I said, which was great because I, did what I could.
Yeah.
And they did their own. So they didn't want to do their own vows at first.
Right.
And I was like, well, the only way I'm doing it is if you do your own vows.
Okay.
I mean, whatever.
Because you didn't want to come up with something to say or what?
Yeah. I mean, dude, it was already hard enough.
You technically didn't come up with much anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fucking plagiarized half of his thing.
But they did really well, man. They came up, they both had great vows. It was really heartfelt. I didn't notice from where I was standing that they were crying.
Yeah.
But the rest of the crowd noticed, and I was like, oh, man.
The bride and groom are always crying. It's,
yeah. No, I think it's beautiful. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. So I didn't cry my first time. I cried the second time.
Yeah.
And I'll probably cry the next time. We'll see.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, the first time I got married, I was so hungover that I just didn't. I was so mad. I was just mad for no reason.
Just throbbing headache.
Yes.
And you're just ready to fucking done with the day.
We got married in this big open field.
Whoa.
And the sun was beating down in Georgia. And I was just dude, last night was a mistake. Yeah. No.
Nice.
It was a great time, though. They ended up renting out. Do you remember Rustica? The Italian restaurant. The Italian restaurant in on the strip, on the one-way street.
Ooh.
It was there when you were here.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I probably would if I had.
Well, they had it there, Okay. The place was, it was nice. And the people were super, like on the fly, ready to help us do whatever, because
yeah,
there wasn't a lot of planning that went behind it, but it was great.
Right.
It was done really well.
Oh, yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Andres is on the Patreon people list, so would you like to list some other people, and maybe you reading their names will inspire them to hire you to officiate their weddings.
Yeah. Speaking of people who also don't read the fine fuck. The fine print.
Nailed it.
Here we go.
First try.
We'd like to thank
Adam Pacino, Mark Stadler, Kylie Gangwish, Colby Jordan, Chantel Stadler, Kevin Garahan, Andres Baez, the God, Lord Reverend Professor Rusty J. Lugnuts, and Colton Zamersla.
Thanks, Satan. yeah, if you're listening, Shane got a new toy, obviously. so we're going to see how long that takes to get annoyed. No, I'm just kidding. It's very fun. I'm very excited to have, like, a new feature to do something a little bit different. Because, like, I remember back in the Westbine days when we would... somebody would say something off the color and I would just go...
Yeah,
and then it evolved into Lycan just playing the sound on his phone and playing it into his microphone, and now we can just like load shit in there.
Yeah,
so we're gonna have to tinker with it to get things like going. But
oh no, yeah. I look forward to clipping together you saying terrible things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as if it's not already on the internet. Oh, got me. All right, speaking of people saying terrible things,
yeah,
let's go to the YouTube comment section. this week, our whales kicking it off with four unanswered comments before Kylie busts in. First, say, glad to see Shane fix his camera. What the fuck was wrong with your camera?
I mean, like, I was red there for a little bit, remember? Like, for a while. I was red until I figured out that the resolution wasn't right.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And congrats on the new place, Levi. Thank you. I love my fifth home. he continues. When did JFK die? I missed that. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I said this last week or not, but that whole thing of RFK and then, like, well, JFK's dead. Like, that whole thing reminds me of Hot Tub Time Machine, that scene after Lou gets his ass kicked and he's up on the roof drinking, and people are telling him to stop singing because he's singing Motley Crue up there.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, hey, John Lennon gets shot. Wait, did that already happen? And that quote comes through my head pretty often, more often than it probably should. But and then R. Wales continues, are the Kennedys lizard people? I think if you ask the right people, yes, probably.
I think it's a valid question to ask.
And honestly, like, with a family that was, like, that enshrined in, like, political and, like, at a smaller level and then eventually, you know, ascending to the White House via JFK, like, they did have a lot of, like, connections, obviously, the Kennedy connection with the Teamsters and probably the mafia to get JFK into the office, like via some shady business practices, is a couple rabbit holes for people to explore if you'd like. But yeah, it's so they might be lizard people. I don't know. And then they continue, chalkboard tattoos sound like a crazy concept. I agree with Levi. Dope idea, but I'd never do it. Add that to the Levi W. Golem. What's up?
I'm going to need you to stop commenting and saying how right Levi is. His head can only get so big. Come on.
That's a good point. Kylie, back in the comments, back in action. She says, my bill comment is in regards to making all the months the same length. Oh,
yeah. You should have prefaced that because it made no sense.
Yeah. And also, if we changed all of the things like that, like we were contemplating, I'm pretty sure companies would just adjust and make it make sense. Like, they're not going to be like, all right, so you still have to pay on the 31st of the month, even though that doesn't exist anymore. Like, I mean, I know companies suck, but I think at the very least, it would be helpful for their shit.
Yeah, it definitely would.
But she continues, there are a few people on Instagram that are putting brand new work all over the blackout. There's one artist that I can't remember the name of, but comes up on my feed that he has a client that he's experimenting on. Ooh. And they've been, done a few sessions over a blackout. And what it looks like healed after each session. There's another guy I messaged Levi that shows a guy went from a bodysuit to a blackout to a new bodysuit over the blackout. Tattooing is wild and I love it all.
That's,
so.
So yeah. I've always heard that it hurts worse to get it to get something tattooed over a tattoo.
Right. Yeah.
So people like that have to be insane because, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have, like, some tattoos. Like, not as many as you, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm not great at sitting. Like, I got, like,
really?
You got, like, 2 hours, and that's it. And then I'm done.
Oh.
Yeah. I got, like, 2 hours, no, and I need to stop.
Yeah. I can sympathize with that, especially in certain spots. Like, I don't know. And I have friends who have, like, a bunch of really tiny tattoos, and they're like, anybody that uses numbing cream's a bitch. And I'm like, maybe get a tattoo bigger than the size of a quarter and then talk to people about who's a bitch, dude. Like, fuck. Stop judging people for shit like that. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And I used numbing for my ribs.
Yeah.
And that was fucking 10 hours that he was going at it.
God damn.
And it wore off pretty quick, so like I just had to suck it up the rest of the time. And I'm like, well, it was worth a shot. Yeah. So that was fun. It was all line work, so it was all just like.
So yeah, does everything that kills pain make you bleed like freely? Because like, you're not supposed to drink, and they say don't do drugs before you get tattoos. Like they make you sign those waivers that say you.
I did
not do that. But like, if you were smart and you knew the right kind of drug to take before getting a tattoo done, you could just sit through the whole thing and it wouldn't be an issue.
Right. This seems like a Mark question, but
it
like
does.
there's drugs that I'm assuming the reason they don't want you taking is because of the way it messes with, like, alcohol, for instance. They don't want you being drunk because A, you're gonna be a handful, and B, it thins your blood out, so you're gonna bleed a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's gotta be a painkiller that doesn't do that, but then I think, like, local anesthetic, like, gel, like, the numbing gel is probably the best way to do it because it doesn't, like, make you bleed anymore or any, like, it's just literally just desensitizing that skin so you can just fucking sit there and take it. Like, it's, honestly, like, I have gotten a few since.
Yeah.
And since I did the ribs and I only use the numbing gel when I tattooed my own thigh since then. But I would do it for a couple that I have planned because I've done my time. Like, I'm not trying to prove to anybody how good I am at sitting.
Right.
It doesn't fucking matter. I'm paying the guy money. If I want to fucking be calm and relax, that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
But if it's in, like, a meaty area, I probably won't because it's, like, I'm going to take that. Like, it's not that big. Not that big a deal, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if it goes over, like, bones or, like, real sensitive skin, I'm probably going to fucking put that shit on because fuck that. I don't know. There's some levels to it where it's intense, and I hate all the people that try to tell you how you should or shouldn't do it, and it's fucking weird. Tattoos are, like, the weirdest thing where you would think when you encounter somebody else that has them, they're going to be cool because you're cool and you have them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you talk to them and you're like, ah, you kind of fucking suck, actually.
Dude, I think that tattoo artists should have to go to, like, some kind of, like, maybe, like, an anesthetic school of some sort.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I went to the dentist recently and I had to get, like, some, like, actual extensive cleaning done. And the chick, like, gave me an anesthetic just in the spot where she was cleaning. And it was a shot. And it was terrible when she gave me the shot because that's the craziest feeling in the world to have a needle stuck in your gums, by the way.
Yeah.
But like my appointment was an hour long, and then my face on that side was numb for another 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, if I got two of those shots in, like, my rib cage before yeah. I fucking laid down for a time, I would just lay there and just be like, oh, dude, go for it. You know? Like,
yeah.
Just numb. Just dig in, dude.
That would be pretty wild. Well, hey, we could actually, fucking Dak Prescott had a pant leg done. He did a sleeve on his leg.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got put under to do it.
What?
Yeah, they knocked him out. I was like, that's fucking, that's like a whole nother level. Like, I'll put some numbing gel up, but I'm not gonna be like, yeah, just fucking just pass me out, dude. Like, first of all, that's so fun for the tattoo artist. Like, they gotta talk to somebody too, you know what I mean? Like, they're just put their earbuds in. All right. Fuck this guy. Fuck the Cowboys, dude. Yeah, he's still out. Yeah, fuck him. I said it.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. I think that just comes with money. Like, hey, man, like, I want you to do this whole sleeve. I'm going to go to sleep while you do it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy.
What always blows my mind is those, like, the tattoo competitions, the, like, Ink Master competitions, like, just have, like, where you just go, hey, I'm going to let you put whatever tattoo you want on me. That is crazy to me.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Like, I was hanging out with some buddies back in Virginia before I moved out here, and they were like, let's just go get, my buddy had this favorite tattoo shop we went to, and they had this,
like a flash book or something.
Well, not even a book. It was when you were a kid, I mean, they still have them now, but. Like, they'd have those, like, treat, like, they'd have, like little charms in them or whatever. You put a quarter in, you twist, you just get a random charm. Yeah. Well, this tattoo shop had that, but tattoos.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So you rolled in, you paid, like, the flash price, they gave you a coin, and then you just stuck a coin in and rolled out, and that's what you got. And my buddy was like, we have to go do this. And so I went with him, and then I was like, no, dude, I can't, I'm sorry. Like, I cannot let a fucking machine of random drawings decide what I get. I can't do it. I just can't. But they did.
I kind of like that idea. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, but no, he did it, and it was.
I don't know if I would do it, but exactly. It's a fun idea. Well, you know, all my tattoos have extreme meaning, and they're just real personal, and they got a lot of story to them. Obviously,
I mean,
and you don't get it because I'm deeper than you.
That's fair. So most of my tattoos have like some kind of meaning to me. There are a couple that are just like, fuck, dude. Yeah. Like, I was strung out. I wasn't making good decisions, and now I have these tattoos. But for the most part, ever since I have not been on drugs, you know, I like to I like to control what I get from my body.
that's understandable. I appreciate that. For the most part, I think they're all very, like, they have some sort of symbolism, but then there's a couple where I'm just like, I just kind of liked it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Got off on a tangent, yeah.
Goddamn, halfway through the episode, still got comments to read. R. Wales is back, says, I think OP's friend is the a-hole. If I had to take a shit trip, if I had to take a trip and my friend wanted to come in and it was no cost to me, then I wouldn't ask my friend for anything. Doesn't sound like the two are actually friends. That's a good point. More like a situationship, but with friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kylie, talking about the scams, the Willy Wonka experience. She said, when you go to some of these scam websites or the scam apps, they're so in-depth and have fake legal departments in there, extremely convincing, because the scammer doesn't ask you for your information. They just tell you to put your information in this app that looks super trusted and tells you to put in your money to this crypto investing. And then when you think you've got it made, you go to withdraw your money and that money is gone to the scammers. And all of the stocks and actual investment portfolio that you think you're looking at is completely fake, and it's extremely well done. It's a new level of scamming. They have progressed far beyond the Nigerian prince. Yeah. I mean, it's like just an evolving thing. Like, the Nigerian prince for sure got a few people, but then it became like a joke.
Yeah.
And to think that they don't know that it was a joke is also a joke. Like, They had to have known. Like, they so that has to progress, and then now it's in this, like, weird, like she said, where they're not, like, hey, tell me this. They can create a fucking app, and you voluntarily give your information. Nobody reads the terms and conditions, so what does it fucking matter anyway, you know? So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very interesting. Very scary, but interesting, to say the least. And then a new person that I don't recognize, Squibbly. Squibbly6 says, at the Wonka thing, they were only allowed to give the kids a single jelly bean and a quarter cup of lemonade. They really skimped on the, quote, sweet treats. And, yeah, I watched a video after we recorded the episode done by Danny Gonzalez. He's a YouTuber, and he did a whole thing about that Wonka thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they were only giving out one single jelly bean. And also the cops were called because it was so, like, completely off base of what people were expecting. So, which is hilarious to me. But, and then T-Ferg says, wrote a version of the Willy Wonka theme song.
I got you, dude. You want me to do it? Hold on.
You're going to sing it?
Dude, I got you. Hold on. Let me.
All right. Ooh. You got it.
Talk a second while I fucking pull it up.
This is me talking. Oh, I'll read the other comment. He says, dildo pottery will be all the rage in the future. I'm assuming that's a comment to the glass dildo behind me.
All right. So obviously I don't know the melody of that song that he's trying to do it to.
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah. So, bad news. I didn't hear any of that because I think it was too high.
Really? Damn.
Yeah. Well, just speak it. Just speak it.
What's recording?
Yeah.
the scammer's got his balls. Damn it. Alright, well, whatever.
Yeah, so it's all right. It recorded.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
Anyway, next.
Anyway, that's the comments, though. yeah, it was... I really liked that.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. But so anyway, if you want to be a commenter and inspire some random tangents, go ahead and go to the link tree in the description and then click on the link to bring you to the YouTube. You can watch it. You can look at our pretty faces. You can watch my ever-evolving background and just look at our faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, first things first, I will say that, and I don't know how long this one's going to take because the fucking comments took 20 minutes, but Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama,
yes,
died at 68, had a subdermal hematoma, which is bleeding in the brain,
I'm pretty sure you're right, yeah.
If Mark. I know my, what's he called it? Scrubs. Yeah, trivia. Anyway.
Damn it.
But yeah, so creator of Dragon Ball, designed, wrote, and drew the original manga for Dragon Ball, which obviously turned into, like, one of the most recognizable, at least, animes across the, across the globe, really. Like, you can see people in so many different countries sporting the orange gi with the turtle crest on the back and, like, yes, all the shit, like, and I am upset. It's so sad. Obviously, he wrote and drew the original manga. He was involved with some of the movies, but, like he did Battle of the Gods. Like, he was involved in Battle of the Gods.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how much more after that, but, like, it's great, like, from this cartoon that he, like, it was a comic that he was drawing, you know, and then it spurned into this huge thing. Big, big loss. Like, the anime all over the place, very heavily influenced after Dragon Ball. Like, eventually, like, a lot of anime was, but I know there's some people that think Dragon Ball Z is kind of dumb. Or overplayed or whatever, or it's too generic, I don't know. But I will tell you, as a child, as a little ball of rage who maybe spent one too many times in the yard trying to go Super Saiyan, Dragon Ball Z was my fucking shit.
Dude.
I loved that show so much. I would walk home from school. I would get there for Toonami. They would be playing it.
Yes.
And also, I mean, it started before then, but I think Dragon Ball was really, like a big influence in me drawing more, because I would draw all of the characters. I would draw them from memory at school, like, because, you know, you don't have a fucking phone to look at or anything, and I'd sit there and I'd draw them all the time, and that was like a thing. Me and my buddy Ahmad, we would both draw these guys. We would, like, that we would pass them back and forth and, you know, tweak each other's drawings and stuff. And huge influence on me as a youth. And I can't imagine, like, how many other people have very similar stories, but...
Dude.
Big loss.
100%, dude. Like, especially... Man, just, like, any time you're in the yard, you're, like... Oh, you're, like, play fighting, and you're, like, playing with your friends. And
yeah.
Especially if you had friends that also watched it, because I think that was a big deal. Like, if you had friends that didn't watch it, you didn't do that. But if you had friends that also, like, watched Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball, like, you just, like, sit in the yard and, like... you know what I mean? Get the power stance going and throw your, you know what I mean? Get the lock in.
Yeah.
You like, yes, every time.
Dude. And so I've talked about it before, but the elementary school that I went to was kind of a preppy elementary school. I lived in a fancy neighborhood, or near a fancy neighborhood. And so I just happened to go to that elementary school. And all those guys, they made fun of me for watching Dragon Ball Z. Oh, you like Dragon's Balls, huh? Like shit like that. And
yeah.
I had a couple friends that were into it, which was nice, because I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm not the only fucking one who has a sense of taste around here. But, like, and it was crazy, like, because I don't know. It was weird to have something that people were like, nah, fuck you for liking that. Like, when I was super young, I'm like, all right,
yeah,
cool. This is, it's just my life, but whatever. Like... Yeah,
it is weird to be an adult now and see that there are so many people, not necessarily just into, like, Dragon Ball Z or, like, anime in general, but, like, to see people just accepting of, like, random shit that people are into.
Yeah.
Because of, like, school and high school growing up, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I remember there was this kid in our school who was, I don't even know what the right way to say it. He had a mental problem, right?
Yeah.
But he was a nice guy, but he used to, like, always walk down the hallways real fast, like, making, like, car noises.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was fucking getting there.
Especially at the grocery
store. And then, hell, even I've seen Emmett nowadays, he'll run sometimes and put his arms back behind him.
Yeah.
To do the Naruto run. If you did that shit in high school or in middle school, you were getting made fun of.
Yeah.
And a part of me, when Emmett does that, I have to, like, I'd be like, hey, Emmett, stop. And I would go, quit, dude. You're like, it's fine. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's doing it. He's just living his best life. He's having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's crazy is, like, that's Naruto, whatever the fuck you pronounce
it.
Run. But, like, Goku did that when it in Dragon Ball, and, like, I saw that shit and I was like, that's how you run faster. Got it.
Yeah.
And so I'd be in the fucking backyard. Check out how fucking fast I am.
Yeah.
Man, this is the best. Like, it, yeah, there's so many memories, so many crazy, and, like, yeah, the what do they call it, the unbridged, like, version is a lot nicer because it cuts a lot of the filler shit.
Yeah.
It in is. Dragon Ball, because, like, the issue with Dragon Ball is, like, that shit was being written as it came out, basically. Like, that was why it was so slow, and so you have so much filler episodes and shit, and, like, little, like, that's why it takes 10 minutes for a dude to power up or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, those episodes, even with all of that, like, as it was airing into that, which I thought it was brand new. For the longest time,
exactly.
And then it took me forever to figure out that it was not, and and, like, such a, like, a good storyline, like, from the Frieza saga, like, all of the different sagas that had, like, that there was a lot of nuance, a lot of character development, a lot of things that, like, really are I think, I mean, they're good stories, especially for younger people to digest, because it's, like, painted so, like, carefully. Like, this is the good guy, this is the bad guy. But then it's also like, okay, well, Majin Buu is only evil because the fucking wizard's controlling it. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, a lot of these little things that, oh, shit. Like, like, I didn't realize the bad guy could also be a good guy.
Well, yeah, because the show started out so black and white. Here's the good guy, here's the bad guy. And then as the show progressed, and Majin Buu was probably the best, like you were just saying, Majin Buu is probably the best, like, character that paints that there's a gray area to life.
Yeah.
And hell, I mean, if you want to even go back, like, to the beginning, like, Vegeta was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Piccolo was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then they ended up becoming his best friends.
Yeah. And
their kids played together.
Son's adopted father, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Piccolo's always raising Gohan,
dude,
God damn it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then even Vegeta, like, through the cell stalk, they're like, all right, he's a good guy. But then they cut to him, he's like, oh, fucking kick your ass, Kakarot. Like, I don't get it. There's still, like, this, like, level of, like, I don't know, can we still trust him? He's like, I'm gonna get Super Saiyan 2, and it's, you're fucking done, dude.
The second I'm stronger than you, I'm gonna fuck you up. But until then, I'm gonna help you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Majin Buu one, I think, was the one that was so, like, it was so intense with the highs and lows.
Yes.
And the Cell Saga did a lot of that too.
Yes,
and
it did.
And even like the, was it the movie where Future Trunks is,
that was a movie.
Like, he goes to the future,
dude,
and then Gohan gets fucking killed. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, so
dude.
Future Trunks, that movie is about what was happening before Trunks came back in time
to save
Goku.
Yeah,
that,
like,
was
why he came back.
Yeah, why he came back. And,
yeah,
and that movie is, like, I mean, I think that movie's only hard to watch because I was already invested in the characters. But when I watched that movie, dude, I was like, dude, this is terrible. This is sad.
Yeah,
like,
super, super sad. Yeah, and I was little watching it, and the one about Goku's dad, I was like, that one was pretty fucking good too. And that, like, Bardock, that guy fucked everybody up. He just fought all the way up, and then Frieza had to be a little bitch boy and blow up a planet. But, you know,
so
he'd be doing that.
It's crazy sometimes how stories develop, right? And then they have to go back and make you, like, and see other sides of it, because I don't think people would care as much had they just put out, like, the Bardock movie and the Future Trunks movie and then done the show. These movies would have been like, well, whatever. But,
yeah.
Like,
but then you have the show to, like, tie everything in together, and then you release these, like, retroactively, and you're like, oh, shit.
Well, because it makes, especially with Bardock, like, it makes the fact that the Bardock movie came out, it makes the fight between Frieza and Goku so much better.
More intense,
because,
because,
like, even though Goku didn't know his father, and maybe he wouldn't have liked him as a person, by defeating Frieza, he defeats the person who killed his father, and that's, like, a fucking, that's a whole thing. You know what I mean? There are hundreds and thousands of movies that are based off just that concept.
I mean, I could talk about Dragon Ball. I could do a fucking 20th podcast about just Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
It's just and it's crazy because I haven't watched it all the way through in, like, years, and I still, like, it just comes back to me, like, bam, like,
it's,
I'm
so good.
I'm fucking 10-year-old Levi sitting on the floor watching, like, looking up at the big-ass TV that's not actually that big, but it's deep, you know?
Yeah.
It's got all the static electricity, and I'm just soaking it all in.
Yeah, that's.
And
go ahead.
I was going to say, that show seemed to be so crystal clear. Like, it seemed HD when it was coming out.
Yeah.
And remember we talked about cathode ray tube TVs and why they make certain things look better?
Yeah.
I feel like that's why. Because I watch it on, you know, my LED, LCD monitors or whatever the fuck. And it's like, okay, it looks good, but it doesn't look as crispy. Well, that's because I think those TVs were helping out. But
you're making me want to go back and, like, pick back up in Dragon Ball Super and keep going in the story.
When this episode ends, I'm gonna go try to go Super Saiyan in my yard right now. I don't give a fuck. Neighbors are calling the cops. There's a guy just screaming in his yard. I guess. I don't.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, obviously, RIP to Akira Toriyama.
Yeah.
Real quick, couple real quick things. Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson, dude, apparently. But I found out that they're probably going to be wearing, like, essentially a sparring out. Like, they're going to have the headgear. They're going to have lighter gloves. Like, it's not going to be what people want it to be. So, if you're getting your hopes up.
I just want Mike Tyson to knock his fucking head off, dude.
Just fucking.
Because this dude gets on Twitter and talks so much shit about fighting retired fighters.
UFC fighters who don't even, like, box. Dude, like, they're trained all their life to fight on the ground. And then he's like, come stand up with me, dude.
Yeah, all this asshole does is train to fight, you know, because he makes money off. He makes social media
crazy money.
Yeah. And then you're gonna challenge retired fighters whose specialty isn't just to stand there and box you, and then just talk so much shit, dude. You're
right.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't understand it, because I just don't see the valor in it. Like, don't get me wrong. People who stand in a boxing ring or an MMA ring and fight, those motherfuckers are hard. Not gonna take away from that at all. I've never done it, so obviously I don't. But if I did do it, I'm not going to – if I just, like, got into it because, like, I got lucky that my brother challenged some other fucking person and I fought his brother and goes, oh, dude, I can actually probably box, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't attack people that have, like, long since stopped fighting.
Yeah. Like, oh, you've been enjoying not having to train like crazy all the time, not getting your body cut down to a specific weight. Like, you're just – like, you're probably still active, still working out, but you're probably not on that level. And this guy's probably doing it a lot.
Yes.
And he's got the best trainers and he's got the best coaches because he can fucking just spend money on it. And most of these dudes that he's fighting don't. Like, you can be a professional UFC fighter and not have good fucking trainers because they don't pay you that much. Like, you're not gonna, I don't know, it seems like an uphill battle. And it's like the actual boxer that he did fight, Tommy Fury, outboxed him.
Yeah.
And he didn't win. Like, it's like, okay, weird. I get it, he's making a lot of money and he's getting these fighters that are making a lot of money in this thing, but to make the money from the fights, like, they have to make clowns of themselves by letting him win, essentially. And it's, I don't know if they're, I would, like, go as far as to say that they're purposely taking dives and shit, but, like, they are signing up to make him look good. Like, it's a fucking WWE match, not a boxing fucking fight, you know? So, I hope Mike Tyson just, like, has a flashback mid-fight and just fucking rocks him.
See, I don't think Mike Tyson is going to let him win.
Yeah.
I don't think that dude has a goddamn dog in him, and I don't think that he's just gonna go, you know what? It's fine. I don't think so. I think he's gonna fucking just clean his fucking clock, dude, and I hope he does.
Yeah, just a fucking duck, left hook, or under. I guess his uppercut was probably his, like, big, like, that left uppercut, but.
I don't. Fuck. Either way, dude, I don't. I want him. I really hope that he goes in that ring and just fucks him up. And, like, puts him in his fucking place.
Did you watch, like, any of the highlights of the Floyd Mayweather and, not Jake Paul, but the Logan Paul fight?
Wait, I didn't even know that happened, yeah.
That happened a few years ago, and fucking Floyd Mayweather knocks him out and, like, holds him up until he comes back. Like, you can watch it. Like, he fucking drops him, but he, like, they clinched, and he kept him up. Like, come on, dude, just fucking let him go, rip to take him out.
Like, the thing about Logan is like, he does the crazy whatever shit. Like, he took flack for, like, doing that stupid shit he did in a suicide force in Japan, but at least he knows when to just go, you know what, I did my thing, I'm just gonna go over here and do something else, you know what
I
mean?
He's, like, doing, like, WWE, he's doing good in that, like, that's his, that I feel like that's a good place for him. Like, that atmosphere, that just, like, crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavily scripted, obviously.
And also, that fighter that told Jake Paul to go fuck himself, essentially, on Twitter, who's just like, I'm not going to do this.
Oh,
I forget what his name is, but he had the right idea. He's like, no, I'm not going onto this stage to make you look better.
Yeah.
Like, he had the right idea. Like you can't feed into that shit. And his paragraph, a couple paragraphs that he put online were like, well read. I mean, like, obviously, you know, he's been hitting the head a couple times. Maybe he can't speak so well, but I mean, what he was saying was true. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You're just a troll.
Well, yeah. That guy is also, I'm pretty sure, currently a belt holder. Right, so like, he could probably go in there and fight him if he wanted to, and probably make more money than he does in the UFC. But like, he knows, he's like, this is a dance, and you're being a troll about it, and I don't want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame him.
Yeah,
yeah. So honestly, that we could just go to the Am I the Asshole? Cause
damn it! I was all right.
Oh, wait, you tell your things.
No, it's fine. All right, next week we're going to cover that one thing, because that's timeless apparently, because I didn't know anything about it. So stay tuned. Next week we got a little fun fact term to cover that I didn't know was a thing, and Levi
did.
yeah. All right, if you've made it this far, stop what you're doing, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, drop a comment that you made it this far, you know, maybe actually, you know, hit that link tree and go like buy you a shirt.
Yeah, get you something nice.
Yeah, buy you a shirt from the store, and Levi does this fancy thing where he flips the screen. You can see what it is. If you buy a shirt, send us a picture of you wearing the shirt. We'll throw it up at the beginning of the show, you know?
Yeah, can do that super easy.
All right. Am I the asshole for telling my son that we don't really have any room for him right now, so he needs to live with his dad and stepmom?
Oh, shit.
All right. Probably. I don't like you already, but all right. My ex-husband and I divorced when my son was 10. My ex had found somebody new. We went 50-50 custody, but he still had to pay child support. Paul, you're the worst. It's child support is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
All right. I went back to school at the time. On the weeks his dad had him, I buckled down and did nothing but schoolwork. When he was with me, I made sure I had time for him before and after school. I did expect him to help around the house, but nothing excessive. Mostly just cleaning up after himself and helping with cooking and laundry. His dad's house was more fun. I tried to make my homecoming... What? His dad's house was more fun. I tried to make my homecoming. Okay. I bought a used PS4 and I got fiber optic internet. It wasn't enough for him. When he was 14, he and his father got the court to award my ex primary custody. I did fight it, but my son made it clear he would run away if I didn't give in. Counseling didn't help. I tried everything. I was devastated. Having my son decide I wasn't someone he wanted to spend time with, he started skipping visitation. When he did come, he would leave the house and not come home until it was time to sleep. During this time, I started a relationship with my current husband. He helped me through this. He wasn't on my radar romantically. Nobody was. So he got close by being an amazing friend. I asked him out, and we got married 6 months later. It's a little fast. Wasn't on your radar, huh?
Yeah.
We've known each other since I was back in university. 6 months after we got married, I got pregnant. By strange coincidence, so did the woman my ex was cheating with. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh.
All right.
Not the woman he left me for. A newer model.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, this lady's got some heat still for this guy.
Uh-huh. I sold my house, and my husband and I bought a condo together. Just a two-bedroom apartment with a tiny den. We made the den into a nursery and consolidated our offices into the second bedroom. My ex moved in with his new girlfriend, and she wasn't a fan of my son. His stepmother doesn't want him there if his father isn't there, so my son is also in the new house with his dad. His dad's pregnant girlfriend and her mom. This is a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking tangled web here.
My son is 16 now, and he called me to see if he could stay with me. He said I didn't really have any room. He asked me what I did with his room. He didn't even know I sold the house. He is very upset. He called me a bitch for not having a place for him to stay. Hold up, bud.
Holy shit.
Hold up, dog. Look, you can't burn a fucking bridge. And then get
upset. You don't have a fucking place for me to stay, you fucking bitch.
Oh my god. I said he could sit in our living room on the couch. Not acceptable. I talked to my husband, and we have enough money from the sale of my house and his old bachelor pad as well as our condo to buy back into the market. We were waiting for interest rates to fall, and we were going to move to a more reasonable price city. I told my son if he could take the living room for now, that we could have a room for him in 6 months. He moved in with his grandparents. He isn't happy there. At least his dad got him a car so he can drive to the same school. My son is pissed that I prioritized my new baby and my work over him. I had no expectation to ever need to have a house for him again. My ex called me and told me to make our office into a room for our son. I told him that our son's circumstances were his fault, not mine. I'm not going to lie. When this started, I was going to be like, fuck you. But also,
yeah,
no, your son's a dick, dude.
Like, everybody's an asshole in this one.
It's a lot. But I also think that the OP's original idea about how...
It's not awful.
It's not. Like,
yeah.
Your son fought to not be with you, which
right.
We're not going to unpack the fact that maybe you suck.
Yeah.
Or that maybe they're just a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's like a weird thing in there, right?
I'm getting those vibes from them.
Yeah, well, yeah, because
a little bit.
I was confused when I was reading it because the way she has it like perioded off, it's like,
yeah,
okay. But what it sounds like is OP tried to keep up with dad by buying PlayStation and having internet for them to play games and be happy while they're there. That wasn't enough. Yeah. It wasn't good enough.
Yeah,
and so obviously there's probably things we're missing from the story. But then they fought to like only live with their father and not you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that OP is necessarily an asshole, especially if the kid like emancipated himself to his dad.
Yeah.
Like that right there tells you you want to live with your dad. Okay, well then you're going to live with your dad and I'm going to live my life with visitation with that, like visitations don't necessarily have to include, like, you don't have to have a designated room. You need a place to sleep, but that doesn't need to be a whole ass fucking room. She offered you a place to sleep on the couch for 6 months until you, like, you can wait out until they get a different place. That's not unreasonable,
yeah.
I don't think. Like,
I think what, and it sounds like this person is at least reasonable, right? So,
right.
Good on them for not going, like, well, you know, if your dad cared enough about you, he would tell his new girlfriend to fuck off.
Which is honestly something she probably could have said, you know what I mean? Like, that's...
I mean, so, with that kind of shit, man, it's hard.
Like, yeah.
There's things that, for me, in the situation I'm in now, like... If Emmett ever comes to me about something, like, I have to, like, tread lightly how I bring something
right.
up. Because, like, I don't want to cause animosity that's not going to fucking help anyone.
Oh, you don't want to be the parent that pits the other parent or the kid against the other one?
Exactly.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. It's,
what's that like?
Hey, trust me. I grew up with it. My mother, my father used to be so fucking ridiculous about it. And I just made it.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes I really just want to be the most toxic motherfucker, I'm just like, it doesn't help Emmett. It's not about me.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom put me in a few real wild positions where she's just trashing my dad. Like, in this same, like, circumstance, I don't even know how many times, but I told my mom so many times, I want to live with my dad. And then she would go on a fucking tangent ripping him apart. Like, oh, you want to live with him? Too bad he's a single bachelor. Doesn't, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, like, she would, like, tear him down. And I'm like, that's also my dad. Like, I don't, I don't know. Like, you guys are broken up, but I still have to hang out with the guy. So maybe, I don't know. Don't make him out to look like a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. No, I got one for you. Oh yeah. You want to live with your dad? Well, he's gay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Like to a fucking 12-year-old, what the fuck does that mean, dude?
Dude, I was fucked.
I have spent years like going, why the fuck did my mom say that? Like, obviously, when I was 12, I didn't know what the fuck that was, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, you know?
She cool. would,
but, like, as I've gotten older, I've been like, oh, now I know what this is. Why the fuck did she say that?
She's just like, trying to tear him down just to...
Yeah, like that was your go-to thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the time.
Yeah. Oh,
that
no.
was a pretty sick insult.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I like...
Yeah.
Being where I'm at now and looking back to how the 90s were, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was terrible. Like, that was a... That
I
was
fucking
a...
burned him, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so wild. Yeah.
But like, even when I get mad at his mother, Emmett's mom, even when I get mad at her, I'm just like, chill. Has nothing yeah. to do with, do not mention anything about your frustrations to him. Because you're yeah. just going to skew his view of me and of her and of yeah. me worse when he's older. Right. So I just do, I always tell him, your mom's good. Your mom's great. Even yeah. if I'm mad at her, your mom's a great person.
Yeah. yeah. I'm just, seems like a yeah, healthy way yeah. to go about
well,
it.
Just gonna,
yeah.
I just know that it's going to help him in the long run.
Yeah. So... This lady did good by not doing that, but I can see why, like...
Dude.
Like, oh, she probably wanted to.
Definitely.
Like, fuck, dude. I can't even imagine. And I, if I'm hearing it right, the
she's a little bitter, too.
Cheated on her?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that'll do that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You ruined a fucking marriage and a fucking blah, 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 and you got the kid, yeah, then you split, and you're getting the kid out of the whole fucking day. You cheated on me, and you get the kid, well, I guess I'll go fuck myself. Like, I can see where this bitter spiral can go, but, like, I don't blame her for any of this, really, honestly. Yeah. By the end of it, she won me back.
It's yeah. like, it sounds like, through later on in the story, that the father... Maybe not. I could be wrong. Disclaimer. Yeah. But it sounds like the father just poisoned the son against her.
Yeah.
And then was like, hey, you know, if you live with me, you can have whatever you want. You can have the best yeah. stuff. And then he got this new girlfriend, and now he's out
she's
to dry.
Like, fuck this kid. Yeah. This is probably the same girlfriend who wouldn't let the kid come to the wedding.
Yeah. I think there's so many people who are like, oh, I'd love to date you with your kid. And then they don't yeah. realize that there's
no,
like...
No, it's
there's...
great that you have a kid.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't
yeah.
have any experience with that, but
it's
I mean,
so great.
I'm sure it'll yeah. be fine. And yeah. then they find out and they're like, ooh.
Yeah, like...
No.
There's a level of understanding you have to have that you can't understand. And I don't think yeah. people are ready for that.
Until you're like into it. Yeah.
I mean, even then they like...
Yeah.
Are like, oh, do I understand? But no, you don't.
Yeah.
And that's why you're
it's
mad.
It's still different, yeah. right? Yeah.
You're mad about the situation that has nothing to do with you because you don't understand.
And you can't do anything about
exactly.
it, also.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Or you can't asterisk. This lady is apparently trying.
Well,
get out of here.
I think she just feels bad. Like, this is probably one of the first posts I've seen where
no,
someone.
No, I'm saying the
like,
girlfriend.
Okay.
The
yeah,
girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, not well, the asshole OP.
Yeah, that's our vote. What did the for shits and gigs? What the people say?
Shits and gigs. All right.
Yeah,
can't do that. That's another podcast, dude.
Shits and gigs.
Shits and gigs. Yeah. Not the asshole. 65%.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty.
It's
happy.
Almost. That's passing. I think. Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's a C. Right. C's get degrees. Right.
I don't know if that's a C. I think that's a D.
Oh,
that's for
a
sure.
D. Damn it.
Yeah.
It's only because there's like 1% and 15% voted everyone's an asshole, which I understand.
I can see why they say that, yeah. Understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. No, I think we reached a pretty good consensus on that one.
Dude. Yeah. We have a new friend that I promised I'd call out because they only started their podcast because of us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
We'd like to thank our friends, the Society of Cryptid Hunters.
Okay.
They just do
fucking
cryptid
go,
podcast stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Tell them they should listen to the Real Creature feature, because that's an adjacent kind of thing. I mean, they don't. Yeah. I think they'll get it.
Send me the link and I'll send it to them. We'd also like to thank okay. our friends, a Real Creature feature and the Macabre Emporium.
Nice.
Boom. Also, if you're feeling, you know, real... right-leaning, check out, what is that? The Off-Track Syndicate. You could also check out Dutch Endeavor Podcast, you know, if you're feeling real frisky.
Yeah.
I don't really know if it's still a thing anymore. He does a lot of streaming. Anyway.
He just streams a lot. I see him streaming a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to check out the Remedial Scholar, I'm on bi-weekly schedule now because of school. I think that's a safer bet for me until school's done. two episodes a month. Fucking, I think that's going to be the best for me for the time being, because it gives me plenty of time to make sure everything's hammered out. I'll be taking no questions about it. It's a real politician.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What's up?
Nothing. All right.
I just wanted to see if you could get a question.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your question, and that's it. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I've had enough. Peace out, bitches.
Tip your bartender.